Okay, so today we're starting a new topic. The Inyan Isra Achilas Matzah be'erev Pesach. And so everyone knows that we don't eat matzah. Never. This year, erev Pesach Shabbos.
No, it's past year. It's past year.
It's past year.
It's past year.
Was
past
the past year it was?
Yeah, no, this year.
This year it's not.
Oh, no,
first day Shabbos. Oh, okay.
Our
but this past year, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, this, yeah. Okay, gotta get my schedule. So, you know, everyone wakes up early with Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. I remember, you know, as a kid, we always, that was the one time of the year that we examined early to make sure that we're ready to eat the chametz. Before and the because there's an issue of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, so we can't eat matzah, you can't eat, and after a certain time you can't eat chametz. So but it's interesting, what's so interesting is that such a basic issue only is brought in the Yerushalmi. Well, Merdek, page 2. Amar of Levi, the ochel matzah erev Pesach, the kibba al arusosu beis chavav. Then we know that bezman chazal, the way things worked was that you would mekadesh an isha, and then you would, she would move in to live with you till a year later. It's not like today. Today you go to a wedding, he does the kedushin. And the chuppah same time, they're together. But then it was kaddish nisha lefnei edim, and then she went home with her father. So see her in a year, and then they would prepare to be financially equipped to have a house together. Today finances. Hopefully, are better. So we don't do that. But Bizman Chazal, when a woman, when you became a Shanisha, so then it would take a year till they would live together. And therefore, in that year, she's in limbo because she can't be with any other man. That would be, and this is their, you know, she's an Ashish to him, but she's still also to him. That's what we say in the brach of Erisina. Asher Kedushan Mitzvos HaVetivanu Al Arayos V'Asa Lanu As HaArusos. The Arusos are also V'Yitin Lanu As HaNesuos. So Asa Lanu As HaArusos. Your Pashas is only did the Rabbanu. So if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, the Yerushalmi says it's like you're cohabiting with your Arusa when she's still in her father's house, your father-in-law's house. Fa'bal Arusa also the base cham of Loka. Now, there's a famous, originally we people say it over from the Gra, but it precedes the Gra. And that is, they make cheshbonos of how many brachas there are in the Seder till we get to Al Achilas Matzah. And it's a question of how you count it, but it's supposed to be 7, like connected to the seven brothers. So when you count...
It's 9,
then. Right, so you don't count this one, you do count, you don't count, you know, it's in Rishonim. It's not only in the Vilna Gaon.
I thought it was pretty clear that 9 brothers in the
Seder. Right, so the question is, so why is it we say it's... Why did the Rishonim say it's 7? So maybe, you know, maybe the Atil Sidayim and it counts as 1. You know, it's a, in other words, it's brought down in the Rishonim that the reason why you have this comparison is because there's 7 brachas, and even though there are more than 7 brachas, but the different cheshbonos of how you say which count and which don't count.
Jumping the gun.
Jumping the gun, right. So the Rishonim and the Vilna Gaon wanted to make it even more than jump to go. It's cute. It doesn't make a difference at the end of the day. What?
And that's like the
Shavuot brachos. Like the Shavuot brachos. Like you can't cohabit with your wife until the Shavuot brachos. So today we do the Shavuot brachos right under the chuppah, right after the kedushin. We're already holding by the Shavuot brachos. In the old days, it was a year. It was a year gap between the kedushin and the Shavuot brachos. So, but it's interesting that it doesn't say in the Bavli anywhere that there's an issur matzah. So Pashas is, according to the Bavli, you should be able to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And it's interesting, the first mission in Avri Pesachim, Sachal, Mitchal, Oyochal, Odom, Adshet, Techshach, Pashup Shah means Samach L'Mechaktana, so like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Tosis asks, what can't you eat? Oyochal, Odom, says, Tosha Pesh, I feel him spalo, Shem Matzah, he told him, Malo Yochal, he matzah, feel code of Nami Osher, Yedeshka, and read him Yushalmi. The Ibi Mine Targima, you'll have any snacks. So he says, it's talking about Matzah Shira. But it's interesting. You know, I like always to say over, said over the name of Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig. He said, what's the definition of pilpul? Is when you assume that everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. That's what a pilpul is. And then you build on that. So the simple answer would be, no, Bavli doesn't hold from this halacha. So lo yochal adam means that you can eat matzah if you want in the morning, but if you're going to eat it later in the day, it's going to fill you up, and you're not going to eat the matzah of the mitzvah teyavim. But the Bali Tosis with a consummate pilpul, Bali pilpul. Tosus, I told you there's a big Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. I remember him when he used to come to Satmar on Chol Hamoed. I think he lived in Muncie. His name was Yeshua Cohen. And those that know him, what do they call him? Shas Cohen. Because he mamish knows Shas, mamish Shas Cohen. So one of my Talmidim learns in the Breslov Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Chut Shel Chesed. The Breslov Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Chut Shel Chesed. So he's a Magid Shir in the Breslov. So he once said over, I think it's in a Sefer. He says, basically, Machlokis, I think he says from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that the basic Machlokis of Rashi and Tosis and Shas is one you sold. Now Tosis always is asking from another sugya. Rashi will say, don't bother me with the other sugya. This sugya is this sugya, the other sugya is the other sugya. So why do we have to put the two sugyas together? The different sugyas, different shitas. But Tosis is always trying to put everything together. And therefore, he's going to have to come up with some new teretz to accommodate both sugyas. And a lot of times it's going to be a doichak because he's going to have to take one sugya and he's going to have to squeeze it a little bit. So now here, the Bavli never said such a thing. So he's bringing in a Yerushalmi. Why is he bringing in a Yerushalmi? Who says we hold from the Yerushalmi in the Bavli? I mean, there's also Rabbi Shechter's father, Rabbi Melech Shechter, went to the old days, if you wanted to do Judaic studies, where'd you go? You went to Dropsy in Philadelphia. That was the minute. You went to Dropsy University there. So he has his...
I live in Philadelphia.
Yeah. He did a PhD at Dropsy. I think his thesis was on the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the Mishnayos. Interesting. I never looked into that so much. Difference between the Mishnayos and the Bavli and the Shalom. I guess there must be differences, or else he wouldn't have done a PhD on it. So I would have said, you know, so the simple shot is for, don't bother me with this Yerushalmi. Is matzah. Don't eat matzah. You can eat it in the morning, can't eat. Yerushalmi says you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. But the Bavli never heard of such a thing. Mehechitesi that there is such a thing. But it became such an accepted halacha. In other words, do we ever say that this is going to be a discussion we're going to see that post can talk about? So is there any idea of, oh, maybe we can be makel in certain situations because it's not born of the Bible? Or do we say, no, it's a halacha psuka, that's it. Well, why don't we say, Machlok is Bavli Yushalmi. We usually pass like the Bavli over the Yushalmi.
It's not Machlok. It doesn't say anything.
Right. So that's the question. That's basically what I'm talking about, like when we did the other thing, Birkas HaTorah. There it says a little bit, but if it doesn't say anything by omission, does that mean that it was Pashat, that it's, you know, if you don't say anything, so. I don't know. On one hand, again, let's talk outside. I would think such a basic point. If the Bavli held from it, shouldn't have been written in anywhere. The Bavli, such a basic halacha.
How literally is Yerushalmi actually in Malkus?
Oh, so look at the Rambam.
last time we were talking about the Amar of Levi, that's the Levi, you know, the Talmud cover of Rebbe, I mean that's an important person collection, probably also that may make a difference, maybe could make a
So if you look at the Rambam on page 3, says the Rambam, Asru chacham l'achol matzah b'erev Pesach, kidei she'heker l'achilosa b'erev. It should be a heker for the achila. V'isha achol matzah b'erev Pesach, makin oso makas mardus, ad she'teitzi nafsho. Wow. So that's pretty severe. Yeah, Marcus Margus, be the Rabban. Because it's a Rabban, and because the Yerushalmi says it's Bolach Rusoso. Bolach Rusoso is probably only the Rabban. And so it's a Rabban. So the Rabban, you get Marcus Margus. So it all fits in. But he doesn't say that. And let's see in Shulchan Aruch how it's brought down. Let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. On page 9, Tav Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So it says Yudalan Shachalias Bishabis Vodkim Bel Yud Gimel Varna Kolfne Shabbos. If you dash right, Yushayan Mazen Shte Sudas Litzarach Shabbos. Sudas Shlish is Mana Achar Mitzvah. As any of the Sosa Loma Matzav Loma Chametz. So Yudal Shachalias Bishabis, you get bit of all your chametz before Shabbos, and you leave mazon shtei sudas for Shabbos of chametz. The sudas shlisha is mana achar mincha, v'azeinu yachol asos lo b'matzah lo b'chametz. So he says, the way he's saying is, so you, The way the Mechaber is saying is, forget Shalashuddas. Mechaber says, but Shalashuddas, you need a Suda. There's a Mechaber. I'm not saying everyone agrees, but there's a Mechaber talk. He says, you have to eat Shalashuddas in the afternoon, later in the afternoon. So you can't eat matzah then, you can't eat chametz then. So forget it.
He says that
matzah shira. Matzah shira. You can eat matzah shira. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're eating matzah ashira for Shabbos Shuddas, and then chametz for the Friday night meal, and chametz for the Shabbos morning meal. There's the matzah ashira. But it's clear that there's an issur of matzah.
Why can't you eat matzah Friday night?
Why can't you eat matzah Friday night? A good question. What about Friday night? Can you eat matzah Friday night?
Just the heck out
of the right. And we're going to see, like when Rabbi Olta is saying, that there's a machlokas in Balamor and Ramban. Hashis is a machlokas, whether it's in the morning or by Chatzos. What is this? But Friday night, or it should be. So one of the. So apparently, they didn't have all this extra matzah like we have today. So they're gonna. They have chametz. So whatever chametz they have, they eat the chametz. Matzah is if you can't eat chametz, the first choice is always to have chametz. First choice is. There's a documentary of Shekhar likes to talk about not having so much matzah. I don't know if Shekhar mentioned that. But the simple shot, they're going to eat chametz as long as they can. And having a suda on matzah, as we know, is a discussion whether, you know, is matzah pasal baba kisnin? Is it not pasal baba kisnin? Is a whole discussion. So the simple shot is you eat chametz, and when you can't eat chametz, so you can eat chametz Friday night, you can eat chametz in the morning. For Shalom Shud, it's going to be too late to eat, and then you can't eat matzah. What I want to show you eventually is that you see on page 19, that's what we're leading up to. We're not going to get into it today, but we're leading up to, say, from Mishnah Sochir. Mishnah Sochir is interesting. Rabbi Sochir Shlomo Tachtel. Zatzal Hashem Yinkom Dam Tomo. Now, it's interesting that he is a Hungarian Rav, that in the two different worlds, some of the, they in the Zionist world, they like him because he wrote the Sefer called Eba Bonim Smecha. And that became the classic Sefer on Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Moshe Lichtman translated into English, and that's. But in the Hasidic world, the Satmar world, so that's not their sefer. So, but somehow, like but he wrote these for Mishnah Socher, and that is accepted. I discussed it with Rabbi Ari Feldman, and pointed out to me, usually when someone writes somebody and one they don't like that safer, sometimes they just oust the person. But here they were able to, like Pagin, that certain worlds they took this, you know, the Mishnah Socher is like it's quoted in the Hasidic Poskim. They quote the Mishnah Socher, they all quote the Eben Bonus Mecha. In some other worlds, Eben Bonus Mecha is everything, and they just didn't hear of the Mishnah Socher. So he has a tshuva. I want to discuss it before we get. We're not going to get to it today or tomorrow. But about what would you say? How would you pass? Let me ask you a question. How would you pass in the following shiloh? If somebody overslept on erev Pesach, say erev Pesach shachalios b'shabbos, when everyone's having their early minyan. So I'm sure this happens every year. There are always people that oversleep. You know, especially if people oversleep when you have a 9 o'clock minyan. So certainly if people oversleep when you have the 7 o'clock minyan for everybody, he overslept. He wakes up, it's already can't eat chametz, it's already after the Zman chametz, it's already after the Zman matzah. So what do you tell this person? What would you say? Yeah, Travis. Matzashiru, who says he has Matzashiru? He doesn't have Matzashiru.
That's too late for Chometz. What's that?
Yeah, right. Chometz is out. So basically, what I'm asking you is could we give him a heter to eat matzah? Well, that's also out. In other words, how strict do we have to be with the matzah? In other words, chametz, that's already, you know, especially if after chatzos, it isn't a raisa to eat chametz. It is a drabbanan a couple hours before. Is there any leeway with the matzah?
Well, what's in a say? I mean, there's a lopas said that both drabbanans. Where should they say don't have a lopas?
So therefore, you think what?
You should or should not?
Oh, so Rav Walter Shlita says, no. Rav Walter Shlita says that maybe we could give him a heter. Why? Because, so what's the reason for your heter?
I say the Rabbana. Well,
but what's the source? This week's Parsha, you see, I always say, if we're holding by Parsha Shavua, we know we're on time. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishalach, is the Mocker of Shalosh Sudas. Ichlu Hayom, Kishabas Hayom, Hayom Lotin Sa'u Basada, Yimar says, we can, so Rabbi Alta says, that can't be a real Joshua.
The Rabbi
Alta wants to say, it's a Mitzvah Sesei Midrabana for Alta to say. A mitzvah says midrabanan to eat shalosh sudas. So, and the issue of matzah is only the rabban. So maybe what we should say essay dofilosase. And therefore, Rabbi Walter, if someone would knock on your door, it's 1 o'clock, and they already changed the clock by then. So yeah, so it says 1:30 in the afternoon. It's after chatzos. That he didn't eat the Suda yet, he didn't eat Suda Shabbos. What should I do? Should I eat?
Now, the question is there a requirement of lechem as part of Suda? Or can you be Kovea Suda on something?
And then you would say, well, go eat an apple.
Well, whatever it is, you have to be Kovea Suda.
What?
Ramasa, it's not here.
For Shalashuddas.
Oh,
Shalashuddas. Right, the Ramor says here, yeah, let's read it. Rubedidas Elush Eno Gimlecho Matashira. He comes to the Shlishis Bimini Paris. To the Shlishis Bimini
Paris.
Yeah, right.
If you did it, then you could be using the other meals in the Paris also.
So that's what we're going to see. But so therefore, and then would you still give? But what about Rabbi Alter's heter? Or even Rabbi Alter would give the heter. And so that's the question here: like how flexible we could be with the issur. What do we say? No, it's a halacha psuka. It's a halacha psuka that you can't eat, and. And we don't view it like certain people want to say, maybe not in the Bavli. So we'll see. There's a discussion of what I've heard that one Rav said his name, or some of you Achronim have discussed. Is there any leeway to say, oh, it's not in the Bavli? So maybe we could say, okay, well, we passed it like the Yerushalmi, but B'shas Hadchak, in other words, there's a discussion about this that I've heard. Is that a valid thing? Or do we say no? It's the Shulchan Aruch Paskenot. It's not in the Bavli, but it's in the Yerushalmi. And whenever we have something that's not in the Bavli, it's in the Yerushalmi. So that halacha psuka, that's it. We don't give you any leeway. And then the question is, do we need to give you leeway? Or can we say, maybe you're Yotze the Suda Mikir Hadin with, if you can be Yotze Shal Shudas with Mide Targima, so maybe you can be Yotze, and maybe the Isser of eating Chomer, a Matzavar of Pesach is so Chomer that we're not going to just say, that the mitzvah Suda Shabbos is docha, especially like Rabbi Walter said, it could be the whole mitzvah Suda Shabbos of the three hayoms is only an asmachta.
Isn't that more likely to have read by the first two sources of Shoshas? Because if you're going to say,
right. You don't, correct. That's true. It's true.
Because, like, there is more.
Right, so therefore, maybe there's more of a. In other words, there definitely is more of a chiyuv to have the bread by the first two sudas. Because you say for the raya that if you get Ritzei Rachlit Zeinu, so you have to repeat benching on the Friday night and Shabbos day, but by Shalosh Shuz you don't. Because you didn't have to bench in the first place, because you didn't have to eat bread in the first place necessarily. So that's, but it seems that the Rambam takes it very, very strictly. And let's take a look on Daf Yud Gimel of an Aleph, where he has this din. You might say, Rav Amar, Tanya, I'm also Shalos Shas Varis, a call for a Shabbos, or for suffering Trumas, will be Shirinan, and Atar's Mazel Shte Sudas. Right? It's Mazel Shte Sudas. So Rashi says, Mazel Shte Sudas, look at Rashi on page 5, and give him a Velo Shalosh, the Chol Shalosh is the Shabbos, Avri Shachar is the Milcha, Verv Pesach Asher Lechol, but a Milcha Lomal. So the simple pshat is, the way some say, is that he's assuming that you need bread for all three meals. And Erev Pesach is Ochtor Lachol Ben Amircha L'mala. Why? Because L'teyavim. The simple pshat is Rashi might be assuming you could eat matzah, but it's interesting. Does Rashi hold?
Which Rashi is this?
Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. He explains how come Mazel Shte Sudos and not Shalosh Sudos. So he's saying, so how do you explain Rashi?
The whole time of
Shalosh
of Shalosh
is during the time
of the Easter of Chometz. Not everybody holds. Someone holds you can eat Shalosh before the time.
Yeah, but he's assuming that. And what is he assuming in terms of?
I was assuming again a matzah.
He would have said matzah, so he's not letting you have matzah.
He's not letting him have
Thomas. Yeah, you're right. Because he doesn't have matzah. Because he's just saying that the simple pshat is that Rav Nosky Shtad has this, that he holds Shalosh Shudas is, say, Birchatana, Shal Shabbos. Birchatana can't have a suda anymore. So he said, you could have matzah. And you could have, so chametz you can't have anymore. The question is, well, so have matzah. So he says, well, matzah you can't have because it's not because it's a dessert matzah, it's because also lechol min ha-michol ma'al. You can't have a suda min ha-michol ma'al because of te'ovim. But it's mashra that he holds that maybe matzah would be okay. Which then why does he have to come in to say, Erev Pesach also lechol min ha-michol ma'al?
But Rabbi, if he holds that everything is usur because he can't have a meal, then why would it be okay to have matzah?
You can't have a meal, so you can't have matzah. But he doesn't have to come on to matzah. He's saying he can't. Well, chametz obviously he can't have. There's nothing to talk about, right? And so when he's saying for erev, the arvish shachris u'mincha. The Erev Pesach also lechol min ha-michol u'mal. That's the first mission. So it could be he's saying min ha-michol u'mal, you can't eat matzah. But matzah really you can eat. Did Rashi have the Yerushalm? Oh, did Rashi have the Yerushalm? What? What?
Are there examples where we could show the Rashi that has
maybe
he had something at all.
No,
he may not have all Rishon, but some places.
So it's one of the first Rashis in Shas. He quotes the Rishon. You have a good more brachas here? You have it on your phone? You have it on your phone, Moshe Cohen? Moshe Cohen has it on his. I went into Staples the other day. I saw they redid the store. And when you walk in, you see all the laptops. That's the first thing you see.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the Ramasu and the Rash is the Hachitani Rice and Rafa's Yusham.
Hachitani Rice and Rafa's Yusham. That what? He says that the reason why they would say Kriya Shema in shul, even though they were davening early, is it's a key in Talmud Torah. So it could be the Rashi didn't have a full Yerushalmi, but he had some pieces. But so it could be that Rashi. The question is: does Rashi anywhere in Pesachim ever? You have to speak to Shas Kohn for this. Well, today we have computers, so you can just do a search. But yes, that's what he would tell you. He would tell you how many times does Rashi ever quote? You do a search of Rashi, not an Erev Pesach. And does he ever quote? Does Rashi ever quote the Isra of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? It's interesting that the Balei Tosis bring it in because, again, that's like Rabbi Rosenberg said, the Balei Tosis were the pilpul. And pilpul means you're assuming everyone else is like Rabbi Rosenberg said. Everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. Balei Tosis asking a kasha, but he says, you shall me. Why are you bothering with you shall me? Right. Right. How would the Yerushalmi learn?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's
at. The focus of how
right.
That is
the Yerushalmi's going to have to explain it. But the question is what Tosis wrote his parish on the Bavli, why does he have to put in what it says in the Yerushalmi? No? Anything, Moshe? Well,
nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, if you find anything, Dr. Rabbi Alter, let me know.
Find out where Rashi uses the word Yerushalmi.
Okay, yeah. How many times in Shas? That's what you're going to tell me. Rabbi Alter is going to tell us now, how many times in Shas does Rashi use the word Yerushalmi? What do you think of Ram Levenshlita?
I'd like to learn how he makes such a search.
Yeah, how does he make such a search? Ask him.
I put in the word Yerushalmi and go down to the sources for Rashi.
Yeah, puts in the word Yerushalmi. It's pretty easy. Yeah, so what do you get?
It includes Rashbam.
Okay.
Well, I promise in Rashi.
Yeah. No, the fire line is in Rashi already. How's that? I don't know that. It'll take me a while, so go on. Yeah, okay. So let me know when you get the results. Positive, negative. Everyone wants to know about positive, negative these days.
Rashi quotes the Rishami himself in his talk.
What does he do?
He quotes the Yerushalmi of Sakhar.
Which Yerushalmi?
Not this one, just a brand.
Well, I saw he quotes the Yerushalmi that base in Brahma.
No, that's specifically the Sakhar.
Yeah, what does it say? So, because it's interesting that he doesn't, when he says Mozov Shtei Sudos, he just says, Mircha Ve'er Pesach Asu Lecho Ben Amircha Lamala. Yeah.
So it doesn't break in Vayetze, and it doesn't when he says Talmud Mishael. Oh, that's Talmud Mishael. In by SAM follows by close Talmud Mishael.
I'm saying this Rashi, he's explaining Mosin Shtei Sudas, so he's explaining why don't you have Mosin Sholosh Sudas. Now, he in Pashas Pshat, he's talking about Chametz. Right, we're saying Shai Mosin Shtei Sudas, Mosin Sholosh. Sholosh Sudas, but if he's talking about Chametz, so then of course you can't eat Chametz. So how do you explain Pshat and Rashi? He's trying to explain Mosin Sholosh Shtei Sudas, not Sholosh Sudas. So he's saying, well, okay, the third Suda is Min HaMincha, Erev Pesach Asa Lachol Min HaMincha
L'mal. So why does it say Asa Lachol Min HaMincha L'mal? Chametz.
What?
If Chametz is usher anyways, why is that?
Yeah.
Because you could have matzah.
So you could have matzah.
Unless, yeah.
You could have matzah.
And
therefore, and he doesn't say, well, matzah you can't have because it's Erev Pesach. He says, no, because you can't have a suda in a mitzvah l'mal. So maybe that would imply that Rashi, you know, he doesn't know from such a issue.
Isn't this the best reason why you know, all the reasons?
Well,
what else? Instead of trying to explain why Chametz is also a
matzah. Because you can't have the Suda.
Yes.
But by the fact he needs to come on to that, but what's the only possible suit you could have is a suit of matzah. Does he say matzah shirin?
Exactly. Because even the chametz, like I said, will happen. Yeah.
Right, chametz is right. That's already osur. That's beferish.
Yeah. Rashi is just explaining the Gemara's talking about. Our Vasa Shkalis Mishavis, the Gemara's Shabbos are Shumas Tvayas,
Suyas, Victorious. Mishayim, the Torah's Mazu Shtay Suyas. Tiver Yehuda.
But why would you would never be shyer? Meaning matzah wouldn't be included in this because he's not talking about matzah.
Well, he's talking about what are you going to use for to eat for shalosh shuddos. So he's saying that Parshat Shai, he's saying you don't have to worry. Shalosh shuddos doesn't exist. He's saying. Saying Shalosh Shuddos doesn't exist because he's assuming, I think, he's assuming you need a Suda, not Paris, not like the Ramah, not like the Shita. You need a Suda, and a Suda can't be Chametz because it's already Zman, and it can't be, but it could be Matzah. But Matzah you can eat after. I think Rashi is saying that the matzah is mutter, but Rashi would probably tell you that the matzah. Okay, if you call up Rashi, Rashi would say you can eat the matzah.
I've read the letter of Yemen before many years ago. I haven't read it in a while. It's very similar to what he says in Mishnah Torah
Who's talking here?
And I'm not even sure. I don't know what you've read.
It's okay. Jason, you need to mute yourself.
Sorry.
Maybe he's saying this, maybe the old Tosfos, that you can't even eat matzah shir. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to prove you.
You can't even.
Even if there was an Isser, that's not say after fire investment. There's no Isser about the investment for sure. Maybe he's adding on sufficient reason to also show why it's also even that possibility.
So I mean, you could eat.
But it's assuming all the there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Are we also anything?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I'm listening
anymore. Okay. So, but I think the simple shot of Rashi, I think maybe Rashi Mishnah says like this, is that maybe you could eat matzah, it's just the Isser is lechol suda. But matzah would be okay. So it's a matzah, not a pesach. Because Rashi is working with the Bavli. There's no such thing in the Bavli. I mean, Rashi is even more. Rashi looks at the sugya, but I'm sure he would look at the whole Bavli to see if there's any Isser for like this. Because if there's an Isser mistumer, that was a Dover Makubal. But if it's never mentioned, the role of Bavli, it's very mistaber that they never heard of such a thing. And therefore, when Rashi is giving his commentary on the Sechta Pesach and Bavli, and he went through the whole Bavli, he never saw such an issue. So it's not like Machlokes HaSugyos. There's no one who said it's Asur. Like, Mehek Desi, so it's Hakamutter. So then why can't it? So Moshe Shtei Sudas, Chametz and Matzah. Unless you want to say that Matzah, you can't, he held Matzah's Pasa Baba Kisnin, and then. No, but it seems very clear that Pashtus in that the Bavli never heard of this, and therefore the Bavli never heard of it. There's no Isser, and in the Shulchan Aruch is Kovei and Rambam, Kovei Psak Halacha also based on the Yerushalmi, and it seems to me that whenever there's a from this Halacha that if the Bavli doesn't say anything. And there's the Perish Yerushalmi, so you pass it like the Yerushalmi, the way Rav Yosef Karo's mind, or the Rambam's mind.
He says it a lot. I'm just going to look now at Pesach.
Well, throughout Shas, he cites Yerushalmi.
Okay.
How many times does he cite Yerushalmi?
I don't know. Let's see. The only one, two. Shabbos, it's one, two, four, five, six.
And Shabbos is your Shabbos? Shabbos?
Yes. Fresh of coming, you're showing me, coming, you're showing me. Shasi, you're showing me. So six times in Shabbos, Shabbos. And you give me its commentary on that as well.
Shabbos, yeah.
Well, what's your, some of this?
And the rest of Shas?
A lot.
A lot.
But he also talks about log, you're showing. You have to separate those.
Log
Yerushalmi is the term that comes up in my search.
Oh, what's the term?
Log Yerushalmi. Lama Tov Gimel. Log Yerushalmi.
Oh, Log Yerushalmi. Ah, the Yerushalmi
is the site. Talmud Yerushalmi, Shas Yerushalmi. Yoma Talmud Yerushalmi. Yoma Rafos Yerushalmi.
Yeah, where?
It's Vachim.
It's Vachim.
He does a lot of it. He has
that. Yeah, Pesachim Yerushalmi.
Megillah, Gemara Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi, and Talmud Yerushalmi.
Okay, I got it.
I mean, the story explained in the story according to the Stam of the
Bavli. Yeah, and Stam of the Bavli doesn't happen. Yeah. Okay. So that's the.
And he compares Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi in his commentary.
Legabi what?
He compares, it just says the phrase, Afilu mi Talmud v'Tavid, mi Talmud Yerushalmi, mi Talmud Bavli, shehu ha'ok. Hidarmena v'Sanhedrin, im ha'shavim,
v'shavim, v'shavim,
zat alma shehu.
Right. But he's not quoting the idea from Yerushalmi.
Once in here in Mitzvos, he quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
Well, so Shabbos, there was a talking about Havdalah. You know, there's also an Arab himself. Quotes Talmud Yerushalmi.
What does Yerushalmi say?
I don't remember. Elamit Tiran Sheyesh Machos Lakos has. Who has Sidra Sadra Rabbi? You get the Hare Abir Tats Samim, Brachos Al Or, once a Shabbat from Minan, Mishal Mixachim, Rabbi Mifarzan, the Poser, Sidra Rabbi.
Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow I'd like to do a piece of the Chasim Sofer. This is a Chasim Sofer, is the one who, the earliest, one of the earliest sources that. In the Chidush Chasim Sofer, page 12. So that's where we should pick up Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, the Chidush Chasim Sofer. He's the one to discuss whether we could have a heter to eat matzah based on the Bavli or based on Essay Dokalosa say or based on the Bavli. He's the like the earliest source of whether there's any leeway to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It's not in the tshuva, but it's not in the tshuva's chasam sofer, it's in the chidusha chasam sofer. So that's what Be'ez Hashem will look at tomorrow. Okay, it's nice to see everybody. Welcome, Rabbi Alter. It's good to see you. Whenever you can be here, we always love to see you. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Meir, hopefully I'll see you tonight, Rabbi Meir.
Can you bring a Raya like the Master Rishi brings something that Rashi holds? Like a Talmud of Rashi?
Maybe.
I think Master Rishi brings that.